Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
603-283-6160 is the telephone number here. No, it's not. Domestic Terrorist Hotline. You're right, it is the Domestic Terrorist Hotline. If you would like to call and talk about your domestic terrorism, why, 603-283-6160 is the number for you to do so. Grab a crayon right on the fridge, get an etch a sketch, jot it down, whatever you got to do.
An NFT?
Let's make a telephone number into an NFT. Nice effing token. All right, it is Free Talk Live in the studio. It's myself, the captain,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
We've been talking about the four steps of dehumanization, and we've gotten through the first two steps. We'll get to step number three in a bit, but first, let's go to Dribbling Dustin. Dustin, you are on Free Talk Live.
Oopsie, Free Talk Live. We only get you on the weekends in my community.
What community is it?
It's a small town in Kansas.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening. What's on your mind?
About the government's corruption and the murderous cops, there's that Ruby Ridge conspiracy. They used their own military. The government used its own military to attack that Ruby Ridge that took place in Gules, Utah.
Have you heard, Dustin, about the MOVE bombing in Philadelphia?
No.
So the government bombed a neighborhood in Philadelphia. They dropped a bomb on a neighborhood in Philadelphia.
That's what they did in Gules, Utah, about the Ruby Ridge conspiracy. And it goes right back to the start. Boston, Massachusetts, and mass shootings, and the Kennedys, all can die. The ways if they're not trying to be corrupt, they're brainwashing the amount of their locations names.
All right, thanks for the call tonight.
The Kennedys, uh-oh.
The dead Kennedys?
The dead Kennedys?
There's a meme going around on the internet that shows all the Kennedys. It's like a black and white photo of all the Kennedys standing together. And it says that if you don't know the name of this band, you're not punk rock. Because they're all Kennedys.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so we've been talking about the four steps to dehumanization. And step number one, of course, prejudice. Step number two, scapegoating. Step number three, discrimination. In the case of the Jews, the Nazis' prejudice against them made them easy to scapegoat. This naturally led to discriminatory laws by the government and caused violent acts against them that individuals could perpetrate with impunity. Let me just try this again, because I've been doing this with this article.
Changing the words.
In the case of the unvaccinated, the government's prejudice against them made them easy to scapegoat. This naturally led to discriminatory laws by the government and caused violent acts against them that individuals could perpetrate with impunity.
You want to come into a restaurant in New York City? You need those papers.
I'm going to read the next one. Jews were required to wear a yellow Star of David sewn onto their outerwear like a badge of shame so others could see and avoid them. Or they could, if so moved, hurl epithets toward them and even physically assault them with the awareness that they could do so without consequence. We haven't reached that with the vaxxed and unvaxxed yet that I'm aware of.
It's almost the opposite, like if you don't have the vax card.
Right.
Rather than
not
the identifier. The identifier is like the safety card almost.
Not having the papers is the inverse of the Star of David.
Papers, please.
But I think it could become a fashion statement if you've been vaccinated. Like
you a have fascist a, statement?
A fashion statement. Oh, I have a V.
You said a fascist statement.
I have a V hat. I have a V
jacket. It's like the Facebook, what are those called? The borders that people put on their profile pictures?
Oh, yeah.
I'm vaccinated.
I have a circle around my face.
I got my COVID-19 vaccine.
I'm safe.
Yeah. I've been Mark safe against Alec Baldwin.
I saw that one, too. Oh, man. Rip.
So that is number three, discrimination, of course. Number four is persecution. Persecution of minorities isn't new. The persecution of the Christians by the Romans is one example. And another glaring case in point is the current situation of the Bahá'ís in Iran. But the system created and utilized by the Nazis against the Jews was likely the most organized and efficient one in history. At least until COVID came around.
Yeah, I wonder what all those FEMA camps are for.
Jews were forced from their homes, their valuables confiscated, crowded into ghettos, homes, businesses, and temples lost during, I can't pronounce that word, it was a two-day pogrom, commonly called the Night of Broken Glass, according to the Holocaust Encyclopedia. We haven't reached that just yet with relation to COVID-19 and government's position on it, but we're certainly heading in that direction. The division being sown amongst people is insane, in my opinion. I can't believe, like, here I sit, and I watch this happen, and I'm like, you guys were all shopping, you know, a little over a year and a half ago together, and no big deal. You're carrying on, you're eating out at restaurants, and no big deal. Now, you want to look at each other as if you are the scum of the earth, if somebody doesn't feel the same way as you about this particular medical procedure.
Yeah, the weirdest thing is being close to someone that's wearing a mask, and you can tell that they're trying to get a little bit further away from you. They still have that 6-foot thing. Well, like, I don't want to be near anybody.
Go home.
Yeah. Weird. I mean, I don't have a problem with people wearing a mask. You want to wear a mask? Wear a mask. If you want to socially distance, you've always been free to do so.
Of course.
You want to stay 6 feet, 8 feet, 10 feet away from people? Do so.
But don't treat me like I'm diseased and like I'm some sort of leper. I'm a healthy person, and I'm not going to kill you with my germs that I'm breathing out.
Yeah.
You know?
If for whatever reason sunlight and hugs, you know, make people evil to you, then I'm afraid the rest of humanity is going to have to move on without you. If that's your line of thinking, you know, going outside, breathing fresh air, otherwise living a normal human life.
Yeah. It's sad because people are teaching their kids this stuff. So now kids are wearing masks and they can't hug their friends and they can't go have play dates with their friends. And the public schools are making kids do all this weird stuff and like socially distance. And they're teaching children to believe like they're diseased. And so now kids are going to carry this guilt like, oh my gosh, what if I kill my grandma? And it's going to do all this psychological damage to young children.
It already is doing it.
And it can't be reversed, especially young children, like babies. Babies need to be able to see human expressions. So now we're going to have a bunch of sociopaths because that part of the brain is not going to develop in babies and young children. So good luck, future generation.
It creates a lot of distrust.
Yep.
Yeah, it certainly does. And it is difficult for just, you know, regular adult communication. It sucks.
I can't tell what they're saying.
I can't tell you the number of times, you know, when folks were a majority masked up and were like, oh my gosh, I can't hear you. Can you, you know, it's like.
Right, I need a microphone and headphones for me to hear you. Otherwise, I can't hear.
Yeah, and imagine being a deaf person. I mean, most people that listen to the show probably know that I work in a hospital, and some of our patients are hearing.
I'm sorry, Nikki, I don't think deaf people listen to the show.
Oh man.
Oh, maybe they do. Wow. I don't know if there's like a Braille translation of Free Talk Live.
I did not see that coming.
You can watch the video with subtitles. Come on, Captain. Let's be inclusive here.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I mean, because it's sign language interpreters at the bottom of the screen.
We should.
I'm going to have to
That's
do that.
That's a good idea. I like
be
that.
Inclusive. Come on.
I'm going to have to do that tomorrow when Free Talk Live is on. I'm going to have to see if the captions actually show up.
We'll see. But I run into this issue a lot where people are hearing impaired. And they're looking at me with the mask on, like, one, I'm, like, muffled.
Yeah.
And then, two, they can't, a lot of people rely on reading lips.
Yeah.
So half the time it's like, all right, screw this, and you just have to pull it down so they can see your face anyways. It's like, what's the point?
Yeah. And then, of course, Anthony Fauci has announced that, the vaccine might be available for 5 to 12-year-olds
Disgusting.
This year. So we've got that to look forward to in addition. Coming up, we'll talk about the Florida Surgeon General refusing to mask here.
Florida man.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Again, 603-283-6160.
That's the domestic terrorist hotline.
It's the domestic terrorist hotline.
I'm going to have to keep reminding you.
Also known as the call-in line here at Free Talk Live. But according to the government, anyway, it's a domestic terrorist hotline.
Do you believe in peace and freedom? You might be a domestic terrorist.
You most certainly are, at least in the eyes of government. Anyway, this is Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
Can we go with Nerd Nikki? Now that
Nerd Nikki. Just need to be able to read.
Dude, look at me.
Nerd.
I mean, I have to read, too. So speaking of reading, Free Talk Live.
Speaking of reading.
You can read.
Let's see. Can I? Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're very big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, Free Talk Live's YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so we're now streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, go ahead and download the desktop app at lbry.com, and then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed and keep it online forever. Again, visit video.freetalklive.com and follow us on Odyssey today, video.freetalklive.com. All right, so we talked about the four steps of dehumanization. They are prejudice, scapegoating, discrimination, and persecution. Think about this in your daily life and ask yourself if you're guilty of any of these. I think it'll be a revealing exercise for some people.
Well, I think you're not guilty. But you're being told that you're guilty.
Yes.
So you're innocent until proven guilty. But I think they're trying to prove that you're guilty.
What?
Does that make sense? I don't know. I'm not guilty. Come on. Come on,
I'm
man.
Innocent.
Come on,
I
man.
Promise.
Where's my jetpack?
I feel guilty listening to you. Nikki, you brought something in today.
Sure did.
About somebody in FLA, also known as Florida.
Florida man. This just in.
A Florida man? What about this Florida man?
This is actually the Florida Surgeon General refusing to wear a mask in the office of a lawmaker with breast cancer, which sounds really terrible. But
does the Surgeon General have breast cancer, or does the lawmaker have
breast cancer? The lawmaker
does. Okay.
Is he a four-star general?
We'll find out.
Okay.
They don't rank the Surgeon General.
Oh, no? Just a general.
So, Florida's top health official was asked to leave a meeting after refusing to wear a mask at the office of a state senator who told him she had a serious medical condition. Officials have confirmed.
Officials.
Yes, very official. Florida Senate leader Wilton Simpson, a Republican, sent a memo to senators Saturday regarding the incident at the office of Democratic State Senator Tina Pulski, asking visitors at the building to be respectful with social interactions. Pulski, who represents part of... whatever, nobody cares about this part. Anyway,
okay.
So let me find the interesting part.
Well, how do you know nobody cares about it?
Let's ask him.
Find the picture of Brandon with the...
So this is her statement. It was shocking to me that he treated me in this manner, Pulski said. If he is a Surgeon General for the next several years, I'm really concerned about the future of public health emergency and not being able to rely on him for necessary guidance in proper scientific leadership. So she's upset that he was refusing to wear a mask in her office.
That's what I hear. I just hear whining.
It sounds political more than scientific.
So Pulski told the Associated Press about the exchange with Surgeon General Joseph Lapato that was first reported in the news site Florida Politics. She said Lapato and two aides were offered masks and asked to wear them when they arrived for a Wednesday meeting. She did not tell them she had breast cancer, but she said she had a serious condition.
What does any of this have to do with masking? Breast cancer?
She's
Do masks suddenly prevent breast cancer from spreading?
So she's saying that she's at risk for COVID-19. And that's why she is. But if she was in chemotherapy, I mean, if she was that immunocompromised, like, she needs to be quarantined.
Stay home. Stay safe.
You know, you can't even, like, when people are in that condition in hospitals, I mean, you have to wear, like, full personal protective equipment when you're going into their room. You have to use all dedicated materials and equipment just for them. Like, we take it really, really seriously because their white blood cell count is so low that they cannot, you know. So if she was really in chemotherapy, like, she shouldn't be at work.
Well, and it seems to me that if this person is a lawmaker, right?
Yes, she's a senator.
Okay, like, they already don't do anything, so she should be able
anyway.
She should be able to do nothing from home if she's at risk.
Yeah.
Zoom in.
Lupato offered to go outside, but the senator said that she did not want to sit on the metal picnic tables on a warm day when her office was nice and spacious. She said that she asked whether there was a reason why he couldn't wear a mask, but he wouldn't answer. The Florida Department of Health did not respond. Democrats have opposed the appointment of Lupato, criticizing him for his comments and actions related to the pandemic. So this isn't the only controversial thing that Florida's new Surgeon General has done. He also, a day into his job, Lupato signed new rules allowing parents to decide whether their children should quarantine or stay in school after being exposed to people who tested positive for COVID-19. And if you're following the data and the stats that are coming out on this, children are very low risk for getting COVID, being symptomatic from COVID, and spreading it. So to me, it does make sense for parents to be given the option to not keep their kids out of school.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're asymptomatic, they're probably not going to spread it.
I'm slightly torn because, like, I think all children should not go to public school.
Yeah, that too.
Now, if you want to send your kid to something that resembles a school in your community, or a private school for that matter, one that isn't under the control of government is the preference here, of course, then fine. So, like, part of me is like, well, is there a way that, you know, this can be, you know, turned into, hey, kids just shouldn't go to school at all?
Yeah.
Because that might benefit society in the long run.
The kids would love that.
I mean, that's kind of what's been happening the past couple of years. Parents are seeing the stuff that their kids are going through in public schools regarding, you know, all these pandemic special precautions, and they're keeping them home. They're homeschooling.
Yeah, there has been a large increase in the amount of people homeschooling children or schooling them themselves in some way, shape, or form since all the COVID madness kicked in. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Curious new reports coming out, though not confirmed by authorities yet, concerning the prop gun mishap on the set of the Alec Baldwin film Rust in New Mexico. Multiple sources linked to the movie production crew telling TMZ that the gun Alec Baldwin fired, accidentally killing Hania Hutchins, was previously used by crew members for actual target practice. Baldwin had reportedly been told the gun was safe before the scene started been filming and no charges have been filed. Police in Santa Fe, New Mexico continue to investigate the shooting. The U.S. House Speaker says a deal is basically done when it comes to that human infrastructure package.
We just have some of the last decisions to be made.
Pelosi's saying first they'll vote probably this week on the bipartisan infrastructure bill for roads and highways and such. And this is USA Radio News. Inflation suddenly a big concern for the U.S. economy, and Treasury Chief Janet Yellen says as the White House pushes for passage of the bipartisan infrastructure bill and the big social spending package, Americans should realize that neither one of them will accelerate inflation.
Both of those are spending over 10 years, not in a single year. The rescue package did involve substantial spending this year.
She told CNN State of the Union that the inflation Americans are dealing with right now isn't something she expects to be a long-term problem, and she said those two bills will be huge boosts to the U.S. economy, if nothing else. The stage is now set for the World Series. It'll be Atlanta taking on the Houston Astros after the Braves defeated the Dodgers 4-2 last evening. The Braves are in the Fall Classic for the first time in 22 years, and the best-of-seven series starts with Game 1 on Tuesday night in Houston. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
And I just want to take a minute and say thank you to Andrew Loy. Andrew is a silver level amplifier. And if you don't know what an amplifier is, you can go to amps.freetalklive.com and check out our revised amplifier programs. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. And what this money goes to is, well, mainly getting us on more radio stations. We had a new count the other day. We are on something like 186 radio stations. We could be on 200, 250, 300 is not out of the question. It's all up to you. You can help us do that. If you like the hosts, the co-hosts, if you like the conversations that are had here on Free Talk Live, if you like to call, if you just listen to our podcasts, if you've gotten value out of anything we do, and you want to help spread the message of liberty, freedom, and peace, then please consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you, Andrew Loy, for your contribution. We appreciate you.
Yeah, don't make us go to the PBS pledge drive.
a Free Talk Live telethon?
Yeah, exactly.
We'll play like a bunch of Doctor Who from like 1978 or whatever. Yeah. It could be done. I mean,
Yeah.
All right. We have more to talk about in Nikki's story, but first let's go to Jet. Calling. Jet, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Metropolis.
All right. What's on your mind tonight?
A small city in southern Illinois.
Is it actually called Metropolis? Cool.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know there was actually a city called Metropolis. I thought that was a fictitious city made up by the comic books.
Yeah, but I had a quick quiz for you all.
A quiz?
And that is, what is the one statement that could potentially free all people of the world?
The one state, you said?
Statement?
Statement.
Statement?
Statement. It's a state. It's a mint. It's a statement. No.
Yeah.
One that could free the world?
Oh, I know. I know.
Go ahead, Steve Classic.
Debt Jubilee.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No? Maybe.
No, it's. I'm calling up. I'm teasing you.
I give up. Yeah. What is the one phrase that could free all of humanity?
It's the one I use all the time, which is, people with titles are just other people, just other humans who have no more rights than you or I do. And if that's repeated enough, people will free their minds and then free their bodies.
I would like to get a T-shirt with that on it. How do I do that?
That is the key to this whole thing, is to somehow indoctrinate people with...
That's a good business venture for you. You should get into that.
Mm-hmm.
Make some T-shirts with that on it.
Oh, I got so many things going. I got too many things going.
Jet's independently wealthy. He has no need to work. He's retired professional.
Yes.
No, not independently wealthy.
Yeah,
independently wealthy.
I still have to interact with the computer once in a while.
Oh, you stare at the magic rectangle. I understand.
Yeah, I've been riding the waves here, crypto, but yeah, that's the one thing that will change the world is that we share this concept with people that these monkeys, they're just other monkeys with titles. Yeah. They think they have more rights, but they really, in actuality, don't. Now they're willing to shoot you if you somehow disagree or you oppose their little paradigm, I call it a mental illness. But that's all I had was repeat that over and over if you can. Whenever anybody brings up some type of mandate or other type of executive order or something where they magically hold up their sorcery of lordship over everyone else, go, so what makes you different? Why? How do you get to do these things and I don't?
Right. So you get to make a mandate. Well, that means I can make a mandate too? No, it doesn't. Well,
yes,
how did he get the right?
Absolutely.
How did he get the right to make a mandate?
Make one, and the whole thing is, you can certainly make one, but the trick is, no one has to follow it any more than anybody else's.
Even if I write it down on a piece of paper?
Well, that's getting a little close. Write it down. You have to have at least 35 friends sign it.
Yep.
Oh,
you need the letterhead too.
You don't have to be an official.
Maybe
to do
some
that.
Scripting, a little scalloping around the edges of the paper. You know,
make it look all parchment like.
Yeah, that parchment, that'll do it. Then everyone has to. Well, I love that Larkin Rose one where he goes, I have the right to rob you.
I'm allowed to rob you, yeah. If I just write, I'm allowed to rob you on a piece of paper, then I can go around collecting taxes too, right?
Yes, absolutely. And anyone who opposes you, of course, deserves the correct punishment.
Oh, Steve's got his license out.
I have my permit is with me at all times.
His license, whenever somebody says, you can't do that without a license.
I got a...
All right, you better jet. Take care. Thanks for the call, Jet. Steve, for our listeners who aren't watching.
Oh, right, yeah.
Can you tell us what your universal license says?
Right, so anytime there's any trouble, and you know, I just basically pull this little piece of paper out, it says I can do what I want.
And that is your permit.
That
somebody
is my permit, yeah.
Oh, you can't do that here unless you have a permit. And
well,
so you go, here's my permit.
Yeah. You're in luck, I have one.
I got that from the Parks and Recreation guy.
Yeah.
What's his name? I don't know what
Ron
his name is.
Ron
Swanson. Right. I can do what I want.
We actually have the Ron Swanson pyramid of whatever hanging up on our bedroom wall.
I loved it when he was in the meeting and they were saying, we're gonna cut the budget by 50%, and he's like Yes.
Say to himself. To our caller's credit, he is incredibly consistent with his message, and I enjoy his message. He is correct. Folks do not have the right to do these things to other folks.
Unless they have 35 signatures on a piece of paper.
Not even in that case.
You got to get a T-shirt.
All right, fine. I'll start a T-shirt.
Get the T-shirt. Yeah, the T-shirt.
Yes, I don't really know. It's not really like my calling in life. I didn't like. I was born to make T-shirts.
How do you know? You haven't even tried it yet.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I used to be in bands. I've made plenty of T-shirts.
Fine.
Right? I mean, most bands, whether you know it or not, most bands, as far as the live performing ones who still record music and stuff, they are glorified merch companies.
Yeah.
Nobody buys music anymore. You get a couple of pennies for plays on the internet and stuff like that. Digital distribution is a thing now, so you know you'll get some royalties, as it were, which is every now and again. I'll get an email that is like, "Oh, you got a payment of
14 cents,
14 cents, or whatever, 72 cents for this quarter," and it's like, "Ooh, So it takes a lot. You can't make money just doing music. You have to support yourself as an artist with merchandise. And so T-shirts are the easiest thing to make. All bands start with T-shirts. It's really interesting how it's advertising that your fans pay for. Right?
Yeah.
Usually advertising is something you distribute freely. Now, there's probably bands who are like, and I did this a bunch too, like, "All right, you're my bros here. I'll just give you a free T-shirt." You know what I mean? Like, it cost me,
buy me a beer.
Yeah.
And it's the cost.
Come to the CD release show, wear your T-shirt, it'll be fine. But that's when you're getting started. And then, you make another T-shirt with a different design, and they go, "Oh, that's cool. Okay, let me buy one, because you gave me one." And then, it's sort of, we call that...
the circle of T-shirts.
We call it social capital.
Oh.
Right? You invest in your friends who are interested in your art.
And the payback.
And you create some social capital, and then when you create another thing, they go, "They invested in me as a friend, and so now I'm going to karmically pay that back by now buying some of their stuff."
And a koozie.
603-283-6160. We'll try and get back to Nikki.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. We are in the final segments of this Sunday night edition. If you missed any part of the program, why, please find us over at freetalklive.com. There's a section where you can search. You can also find, I think, every one of our episodes.
Every one?
I don't know about all of them, but over at
a lot of them.
SoundCloud.com, at least for the last decade,
wow.
I guess. Yeah, the SoundCloud is, it's got a whole bunch of episodes, so. But we're also here 7 nights a week, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. If you're going to call during those hours. Some of you might be hearing this broadcast, and it's not between 7 and 10 p.m. Eastern time. So that means you're hearing a replay, a rerun, you're hearing us rebroadcast outside of our live hours. So make sure that you call during 7 to 10 p.m. In the studio, it's myself, the captain,
Steve Classic,
and Nikki.
Let's go to more of your calls. We have Josie in Virginia. Josie, you're on Free Talk Live. Josie?
Hello?
Pardon me, sir. I pressed the wrong button. Stand by. Josie in Virginia. There you go. Hey, Josie, sorry. I pressed the wrong button. You're live now.
You're still faint.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not hearing you that well. I don't know. Maybe it's my phone. I don't know.
Well, go ahead and make your point.
But anyway, it was about the Hitler business and the fact that the Jews were denigrated and so on.
Yeah.
It happens that I thought it might be of an interesting point to know that Hitler had Jewish blood in him from the Rothschilds. It was a Rothschild that had a liaison with the cook, whose name was Hiedler, and the priest couldn't read the handwriting very well when it came time to the baptism, so that got the name Hitler. But Hiedler was the bastard name of this child who was the son of a Rothschild who was, of course, Jewish. Thought that would be an interesting point. That comes from a wonderful researcher named Jim Mars, who's now dead, but he was a wonderful researcher, wrote a lot of books. Then the other thing is about these masks. My God.
Yeah.
When are they going to be able to find the Danish study? And it was printed in Nature magazine, which showed that the little virus is so tiny, teeny, 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 tiny, that it
goes right through.
It goes right through the mask.
Yep.
The masks are insanity to try to make people breathe in their own breath. It's unhealthy for them to do that, anybody to do that. So just, and some people really medically should not. So this little business with this woman in Florida who thinks, oh, he didn't wear a mask, oh, I'm so afraid. I mean, there's too much snowflake stuff going around. If she wants to wear a mask, let her wear the mask.
Yep, but and it's not going to protect her anyway.
Everybody else wear one.
Yeah, I agree.
If I had cancer, I'd be the same way. I mean, cancer is another disease. It's not the coronavirus. It's another disease.
Yep.
And there's some other things you can do with cancer, but the people on the Big Pharma don't want you to know it. You're considered a quack if you say anything other than.
Because they won't make any money at it, and in fact,
so-called cure doesn't cure a thing, and most people die of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's true.
In fact, the big pharma companies.
But you know what I mean. What they give people for cancer.
Chemotherapy. Or radiation.
Yeah.
Like it kills your immune system so badly that the cancer survives over the patient trying to get well.
Yep.
Hey, Josie.
There's a mental tyranny going on in this country. It's just awful.
I agree. And thank you for the call, Josie. We appreciate you. In fact, I had a bit for show prep that should probably be mentioned, and that is that the vaccine manufacturers stand to rake in $93 billion, with a B, billion dollars in, quote, sales, unquote.
But I thought it was free.
I thought it was free.
They said it was free.
Where does the $93 billion come from?
Stuff?
If it's free, how do they make $93 billion?
I'm confused.
Maybe there's an article on the internet you can read about how it's not really free.
Well, I would.
Or like Common Sense or something like that.
I would. But, you know, I mean, if you're listening at home, if you're playing the home game of Free Talk Live, and you hear that Big Pharma, the vaccine manufacturers, stand to make $93 billion in sales from the COVID vaccines.
It's free.
And these vaccines are being given out for free. Where does the $93 billion come from?
The state.
Where does the state get the $93 billion from?
Treasurer?
From robbing. Everybody.
That's right.
Wow.
Relentlessly.
I never thought of it that way.
It's not free. They're taking the money from you. It's decentralized robbery is what it is. They are robbing all of you, and that is what's paying their buddies in the big pharma to manufacture these vaccines. Because they know that they can get away with it. If you have an agency of violence and force, an agency that claims a monopoly on the initiation of force you to pay via taxes, via inflating the currency, because, well, they own the dollar. They control what the Federal Reserve does. They can just print more, and then you'll pay for it later. Inflation is a tax. And then give $93 billion to these pharmaceutical companies. That's a far more efficient model than somebody having to develop a vaccine, put it through clinical trials, have it pass all of the regular tests that human beings would expect for something of this nature to be marketed safely and effectively, and then convince enough people to buy it and put it into their body, which is the way it's supposed to go.
Well, why would you test it if they're not held liable? If I'm talking about the vaccine manufacturers. Right. If they're not held liable for any harm that happens to people from the vaccine reactions, then why should they even test it?
Well, it's emergency use, right?
Yes.
That's kind of the way around it.
Yeah.
It's for emergency use.
Except you can still get and spread COVID if you get the vaccine. So.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't hear that.
You didn't?
Yeah,
I did hear that.
I was going to say,
a lot of people didn't hear that, though.
I think a lot of people heard it and went, you're crazy.
Right.
But at least you won't die. You won't die in the first place.
Right. The symptoms aren't as bad, I think, is the new marketing thing.
They can't prove that either.
Yeah, there's somebody in the ICU right now that I know of. I mean, there's probably tons of them, but that I saw with my own eyes, that was vaccinated.
Wow.
In the ICU.
Yeah, it keeps happening.
So
the number of cases in the places where folks are heavily vaccinated, we're talking, you know, 70, 80% of the population, but the cases are still there, still exist. People are getting it.
Yep.
Right? So we know that getting the vaccine doesn't prevent you from getting it. We know that the vaccines don't prevent you from spreading it. So somebody please tell me what's the freaking point.
It's a binary weapon.
Like, I'm not asking you guys specifically. Okay. I mean, somebody in the world, you know.
They won't tell you that.
Because if you don't get it, you can't go to the grocery store. You're going to get fired from your job. You can't do this. You can't do that.
So it's back to the 4 points.
So it's a mechanism of control.
Yeah, back to the 4 points. Exactly. Yes.
A mechanism of control.
Scapegoating.
So I guess we'll find out in a couple of years what's going to happen with all, what's the long-term effects of these vaccinations. Like, what's the real plan here? Because it's clearly not about vaccinated people against COVID, because they don't work. And I think whoever is, you know, Pfizer and whoever, Moderna, the people that are developing these vaccines, I think they know that they don't really work. And I think this whole thing, I mean, now I'm getting really deep into the rabbit hole, but
it's dark down there.
It is dark down there. But I'm wondering what the real purpose of all of this is. So it'll be interesting to find out. I think we're going to have a crazy next few years.
And you know, they're doing the mix and match now. It sounds so like, I get to mix and match. Basically, because I took this and then I also took that, so who's to blame? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It was this, it was that. I don't know. Mix and match.
Well, the new VAERS numbers were released again. And if you don't know what VAERS is, it's the Vaccine Adverse Reporting System, something along those lines. I'm probably butchering the actual acronym, but go take a look. VAERS. Do your own research. Find out what VAERS is, what it means, why it's important to you. I think you may be surprised if you've never looked at them. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you,
Thank
Steve
you.
Classic.
Thanks,
Captain.
Thank you to all the listeners and our callers. This has been Free Talk Live. Peace.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.